Future healthcare workers at the University of Washington are learning how to care for homeless people. You're listening to KNKX, and 88.5's Will James tells us about medical training that teaches students how to connect with someone whose life experience is vastly different from theirs.
Lois Thetford is filling plastic bags with hand sanitizer and Kleenex.
Baby wipes, things like that. Socks are always good.
She's in a classroom at the University of Washington, where she's getting ready to lead four of her students into the unfamiliar world of a homeless camp. Thetford is a physician's assistant with decades of experience working with the homeless. She's wrapping up her first quarter teaching a new class that aims to give future healthcare professionals some of that same experience.
People don't really know how to care for homeless people if they haven't been trained. Most healthcare providers haven't had specific training in it.
Students trickle into the classroom. One of them is Caitlin McKenna. She's studying speech and language therapy.
As someone who wants to be a clinician working especially with kids and their families, it's a population that even though you don't think about it, you're likely to come upon at some point while you're working.
Thetford and her four students head out. Their laboratory this evening is Tent City 3, a community of homeless people that the university is hosting this winter. The students step into a maze of tents and blue tarps and begin handing out supplies. It's a way for them to make an initial connection.
Socks?
Thetford helped found Seattle's 45th Street Clinic, which has treated low-income people for more than 40 years. She says this outreach work is the best way to learn how to approach someone who might be suspicious or even afraid.
I want them to have real people as their images. I mean, I can tell 100 stories, but I think that it's really important for them to actually engage in a direct person-to-person thing.
They pass a man on crutches. Jonathan Blanchard lives in the Tent City. He's in a fresh cast that a university medical team put on his broken ankle that day. He says he doesn't like doctors. So I ask him, what allowed him to trust these doctors?
They didn't care what race, creed, color, what I believed in. They didn't care anything. All they wanted to do was fix my ankle. And they asked me if it's okay if they fix my ankle. And me being a picky guy, I'm like, do you have any idea how many bones I broke? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I just believe that that they would take care of me, to be honest.
The students walk deeper into the camp. Jason Tavares appears at the opening of his tent. He has shingles, so he won't shake anyone's hand. He's getting treatment, but he says homeless people living outside sanctioned camps like this one are much more vulnerable.
It's wet around here. They get trench foot, bad skin, get sick, pneumonia, don't even know it. Sure, that's how people die out there.
The students walk back to the classroom to talk about their experiences. Thetford wants these future medical professionals to grasp the full picture of homelessness, what causes it, and why homeless people might be distrustful.
It has to do with understanding trauma-informed care and that the person is traumatized and that you can make that better or you can make it worse.
She says most clinicians simply never learned how to make it better. But she says lately, more of them are reaching out to people like her and saying they want to learn. Will James, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where mountains have feelings.
My people, the Lemmies, cast Rainier as the jealous wife of Mount Baker. And often on a clear day or a clear night, the mountain dresses in sparkling white and looks longing at Baker.
88.5 KNKX on knkx.org and NPR1.